Come into my world, explaining how particle clones living multiple states in the same place within the same short duration of time, inches away from each other, is difficult to explain using descriptive language of everyday common sense experience. Theoretical physicists have proved space is bendable like bedsheets, twisting wild on washing lines in powerful gusts of wind by using symbols, equations, algebraic expressions, functions and differential calculus. Something like three world in four time can be proved with mathematical formulae. Poets have gut feeling about bent light. Overrides need to scientifically solve measurement problems of warp time and space. Just feel it. Warped sci-fi pieces. And yet another page is turned in warp drive and three more pages open. The four pages have an identical title, The Superheroes of Croydon. One page opens a professionally produced comic book with modern funky graphics in full colour. Note artist Milo DeBiro and writer Kev Harris. A second page opens. It's an amateur DIY comic zine with a cartoon of a cellist on the front. She's in the pink. Was she meant to be the back page? The Superheroes of Croydon number 2 is hand-drawn on the back with pics of characters, perhaps intended as look-alike right-to-left Japanese manga or Chinese manhua fanzine. A third page opens. The Superheroes of Croydon here are three petty bourgeois white male poets in their 60s who grew up in South London suburban boroughs. Professional looking, it has the appearance of a localised, parochialised publication produced by a political organisation of the left. This was no Beat Generation ballad. It's just possible to catch three names before Page fades into dream space. Felix Dennis, Lawrence Upton, Mike Weller. A fourth page opens on an e-reading screen with moving images of rural suburbia. It's Addingcombe. Flip cam jumping amateur plus wind noise. Nothing happens. Stupid and pointless. No chance of more than a couple views on YouTube. Yet watching it in an ash tree dream, it is not easily forgotten. There's a sense of vibrancy on the shifting page, as if the mystery of the everyday has been lifted to reveal everything as it is. The camcorder makes a shaky depiction of poetic revelation.